couldn't find anything in history where it had been done. I'm a Bossier High School graduate, so that did not stop me. I've created two simple methods to save and revive this economy, beginning immediately, and bring back industries and jobs. I want to emphasize that this solution will not end America's foreign trade. We'll still be the greatest nation of traders on earth. We will still import goods from Germany, from China, and other countries, but it will allow our own manufacturers to compete and will encourage foreign manufacturers to move their factories here to serve the American market. How about that for a new idea? One, we will allow a tax deduction only when businesses employ and buy American. Sections 162 and 212 of the Internal Revenue Code, which Tony knows well, don't you, Tony? I'm joking, Tony. Sections 162 and 212 of the Internal Revenue Code allow a deduction against income for ordinary and necessary business expense. Section 167 and 179 of the code allow a depreciation deduction for business equipment purchase. And Section 1012 allows a deduction against capital gains for the cost of property sold. My solution will be to amend these sections and the definition of cost of goods sold to state that, and I quote, any expenditure for any goods produced or services located outside the United States shall not be deductible. Move your plan. Move your plant, GE. Fire 15,000 American workers, but by God, we taxpayers aren't going to pay for it. This simple amendment to the Internal Revenue Code means that if a business employs or contracts with anyone in Manila or New Delhi to answer the telephone or for technical support or hires radiologists in India to read x-rays, the expense would not be deductible in America. Likewise, any material, component parts, or goods purchased that were produced outside the United States, unless no other similar product was made in America, would not be allowed as cost of goods sold and would not be deducted from income under the IRS code. This will encourage American businesses to buy American, even when it costs a little more, so they can deduct the full expense. American retailers will want to fill their shelves with American products, so that when they make a sale, they pay tax only on the profit. It will reverse the effect of the policy that China imposed on us 20 years ago. It will encourage foreign manufacturers to move their factories here using American labor so they can enjoy a better chance to sell to American retailers or business, and to obtain investors to buy their stock. Number two, I will eliminate Section 27A of the Internal Revenue Code that gives a tax credit for taxes paid to a foreign country. By the way, I guarantee the other guys running for president won't talk about these. They're there. They sit there like a big bear in the room. They're there. Elimination of the foreign tax credit would close a major loophole that allows large corporations and wealthy individuals to avoid U.S. income taxes by moving their business and their investments out of the country. It's unfair to other Americans that these wealthy corporations and individuals receive this tax credit. They receive all the benefits and protection of U.S. citizenship, of living in America, but they don't pay their fair share to support the Air Force or the Marines or the schools in this country. Right. This tax deduction solution can be adopted immediately. It will require no additional federal bureaucracy or government expense. Heck, the IRS is already there waiting for Tony. The Romer tax deduction solution, which consists of adding one sentence to the Internal Revenue Code and deleting one paragraph, will have enormous effect. It will restore America's industrial sector. It will generate millions of jobs. It will provide billions of dollars in revenue to help balance the federal budget. It's elegantly simple, yet profoundly effective. Now, number three. I call it the Romer Fair Trade Adjustment. In addition to the tax changes, I shall ask Congress to adopt a statute that no product may be imported into the United States unless it is accompanied by a fair trade adjustment form completed and certified by a foreign analyst who's been trained and authorized by the U.S. government and pays an annual license fee to the U.S. This analyst will charge a fee to the importer to complete and certify the form. And when the goods arrive in the U.S., the importer must pay to our custom agents the total certified adjustment in order to the release of goods. All the form will do is compare laws on environmental cleanliness and cost of labor with the average cost in America. It's simply an economic calculation. No politics are involved. It costs the U.S. government nothing to implement it. All administration costs effectively are being paid by the importers. For countries that have a wage structure and business regulation like ours, such as Canada and England, it'll have almost no effect because their conditions are the same as ours. But for China, hello, those 8-year-olds working 10 hours on Saturday, gonna cost you, bro. It's not right. For China, the adjustment will be substantial. It'll raise the cost of Chinese imports to match the cost of producing the goods here. It'll actually give our manufacturers a chance to compete. It will level the playing field. It won't end trade, but it will reduce unfair trade. I think that if we do those three things, if we deregulate small business, by the way, most of you are in small business. They create 2 out of 3 jobs in America. The new tax is called a regulation. Small businesses pay more in regulation cost than they do in tax cost. That's $1.7 trillion in regulation cost, $1.5 trillion in taxes. There are 81,000 pages of new regulations and comments in the Federal Registry last year alone. I'm going to deregulate everything from January 1, 2008 forward. I'm going to let small business work again. And then finally, I'm going to declare when I'm sworn in as president that America will be energy independent by the end of this decade. We will drill where oil and gas are to be found. We will do it safely with modern technology and real supervision. We'll put 1 to 3 million Americans back to work on jobs that pay 3 or 4 times that of Walmart. Once we start drilling, we will tariff foreign oil except Canada and Mexico. We'll eliminate our trade imbalance, lift the value of our currency, and bring down the price of a gallon of gas. When Obama was sworn in, gasoline was $1.86. Check it today. That's 2 years of nonsense and no drilling. That's 2 years of loss of value of our currency. He is breaking this nation. We can take it back again. Energy free by the end of this decade. Now let me close. I know that was long and detailed, and it's not like running for sheriff. Sheriff will be better. But America's in trouble. And I wouldn't come out of a happy retirement from politics. It's my chance to be in the Marine Corps as a diabetic. It's my chance to give back to a nation that's given so much to me. And you heard Tammy tell you, this won't be easy. I haven't made the center stage yet. I will. And when I do, the room will get real quiet. The big boys don't want to see me come. They don't.